lovers got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. Should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolute. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Like a dog at the shiny lights, I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that death is dead. Good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shiny lights. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that death is dead. Good God, let me give you my life. Thank you, everyone. If you enjoyed my music tonight, my purse is open. It's right there. Right in front of me. It's the purse without coins in it, if you can tell. If you could spare some change for me or for my friends backing me tonight, that would be much appreciated. Okay, well, thanks anyway. Have a great night. Typical farmers. I need a drink. Hello, traveler. Mind if I sit with you? Thanks. Did you enjoy the music? Thank you. Yes, that was me. Call me B. Yes, like the insect, but instead of sting, I sing. It sounded way more interesting and cool in my head. But yes, call me B, wandering bard, storyteller, and messenger. I thought you would like my music. I can tell you're not from around here. The locals rarely appreciate my work. Not enough songs about cows, I think. What? I have nothing against cows. Some of the best listeners I've ever met were cows. But I can only sing about farmers' daughters and prize bulls for so long before I have to move on to something more interesting. Oh, you know, daring adventurers, unfaithful wives, mysterious travelers, that sort of thing. Well, what can I say? I'm always looking for inspiration, and you certainly look like you have a story or two. So, is now a good time to ask if you'll buy me a drink? Or do I have to flutter my eyelashes a bit, lean forward and touch her arm? Yeah? Well, can I touch your arm anyway? That's nice. I don't know if you got those from swinging swords or tilling fields, but it's working for me. Normally I'd buy the drinks, but I've been singing for 2 hours and I have, let's see, 8 bronze hawks and 2 iron kings, and you don't want to taste what that will get you here. A silver star? Thank you, stranger. Then drinks are on me. Amelia, 2 cups of dragon honey ale, please.
Yes, I can afford it. There's a patron of the arts here tonight. And I know your tricks. No leaning over the bar so your top hangs open or spilling beer on his breeches so you can clean it up. He's with me tonight. Thank you. Have you had this before? Yeah? Me neither, but it's the most expensive drink here, so it must be good, right? Two mysterious strangers. Cheers. Ooh. This is actually really good. I wasn't sure at first, but it has a sweet aftertaste. Wow. I really needed this. Sharing drinks with a handsome stranger. It feels good. I feel like I've been on the road way too long. Sure, you're handsome. I mean, your boots are covered in mud, your cloak is a little damp, and your face still has dust from the road, but under all that, I like what I see. Me? Well, if you like this, you should see me in a gown. But thank you. Compliment accepted. So, what brings you to Greenwood? I figured. Last stop before the city, right? I mean, from the state of your clothes, you must have traveled a long way already. That far? No, I've never been so far north. I've heard it's beautiful, though. You must be on an important journey to leave. Yes, I travel a lot, mostly east, south. I love traveling, but it can get lonely, which makes meeting someone like you so pleasant. Hey, before I embarrass myself, you don't have anyone at home, do you? Or anyone you're going to see? You know exactly what I mean. Good. Me neither. I mean, obviously. I'm really glad I met you tonight. I think we're gonna have fun. Well, I'm done with this drink. What's next? Ooh, that's a good one. Amelia, 2 Black Rose Lagers, please. Thank you. Cheers, again. To travel, to the road, and seeing as much of the world as we can before we go. What? You want to know about me? Well, you know, I travel, I play music, but I earn my living as a messenger. I carry letters from town to town. A lot of folks here can't read or write, so I take down their words for them and read them to their intended. Yeah. It's actually incredible. It's a gift to hear everyone's thoughts and share them. Hey, you can keep a secret, right? See that old woman there? 4 years she's been trading love letters with a jeweler near Staghead. She's got a whole family here. 2 sons, 6 grandkids, everything. But every time I come through here, she wants me to write something new to deliver to her lover. Sure, it makes me a little sad. I mean, it makes me feel a lot of other things too. I mean, I try to put it into my music, but I don't think I'm there yet. I feel like I'm better at writing down other people's stories than making my own. Oh. And Amelia? Well, I probably shouldn't tell you about Amelia's letters, but yeah, everyone has a story. Even dairy farmers who never leave their town. I think it's important to remember that. You could spill your drink on anyone here, and that person would have an inner life you can hardly imagine. Well, okay, not him. That guy's an asshole. If you're gonna spill your drink, aim for him. Well, my glass is empty again. Are you staying here tonight? Oh, there's no room? And you're gonna try to make it to the city? Well, that's still another 2-hour journey and it's already dark. I'm not sure when was the last time you came through this way, but the roads here aren't safe at night. Look, I have a room here. Good for me. You ass. I'm saying that you should stay with me. Why not? I mean, there's plenty of room and there's no way I could let you go out this late. And you're my only fan for miles. What if something happened to you? And besides, it's not every day you meet a charming stranger. And let's be honest, are you really ready for the night to end? Good. Me either. Come on, I'm just up the stairs. Not bad, right? They say 200 years ago, a Duchess cart broke a wheel on the road near here. So the tavern prepared a room specially for her, which is why this room is so nice. I mean, I wouldn't believe it. Every tavern has some old legend about why their rooms are the best. But I admit, this bed is awfully soft. Come feel. Wait, you can't get on the bed in those dirty clothes. Well, a duchess might have slept here. Would you shame her memory by getting these sheets filthy? Do you want to be haunted by her fancy ghost? Here. May I? Untie your cloak. Unbutton your jacket. Okay, here. Lift off your shirt. There you go. Well, I was right. You really are handsome. Can I kiss you? Here. On your neck. And your chest. Sit down. I'll take off your boots. Your feet must be sore. Let me rub them for you. I'm sorry that my fingers are so calloused, but it feels good, right? I'm glad. Just forget about the long day you've had. Forget about the bad weather and muddy road. Forget about the tavern outside the door. The drinks. The people. Just focus on this. On me. My hands. My voice. Just focus on how nice it is to have nothing to think about but feeling good. You know, feeling good is a skill. It takes practice. When you're on your own for a long time, like we are, it can be easy to forget how. And that's what I want for us tonight. I want us to remember how to feel good, how to be admired and touched and cherished. So, right now, just focus on my strong fingers, my lips on your skin. And feel good. Looks so relaxed now, but you're not ready for sleep yet, I hope. There's a lot more I'd like to do with you. Can I take off your peaches? Good. What a beautiful cock. I'm glad you're excited. I am too, but I'm not touching you there just yet. I want to kiss up your legs first. Make you anticipate it. Here we are. Let me get you. Wet. You feel so good in my hands. I was dreaming of this while we were downstairs. About halfway through the first drink, yeah. I started thinking about your cock. Everything I wanted to do with it. And what I wanted it to do to me. But it's so much better in person. Hard. Hot. Throbbing in my hands. My hands feel good, don't they? I love making you feel good. I love the feel of your cock. Pumping your strong shaft in my fist. Rolling my palm over the head. You don't have to be quiet, you know. I mean, I don't plan to be when you get this inside me. Oh. You twitched. You like the thought of that, huh? So do I. I want to be face down in those pillows while you plow me from behind, your hips pressing into my ass, my pussy gripping your cock, moaning so loud that people downstairs will really start to think that this room is haunted. But not quite yet. First, I want to taste you. That's good. Look into my eyes while I suck you. Enjoy my hot, wet tongue. I love the way you fill my mouth. Guys, you are so ready for me. I need you to lie on the bed for me. I'll take off my clothes and join you. This is me. It's been a long time since someone has seen me like this. Could you hold me a moment? Kiss me. Your warm body against mine is so nice. Hold me tight. I'm ready. I need you inside me. Well, I promised I'd be face down in the pillows, right? Here you go. You must have a perfect view of my pretty pussy and ass. I really do love to be taken from behind. I'm so wet. Be gentle, okay? At least at first. That's amazing. Yes, keep going. Keep going. All the way. Fill me up completely. Fuck, that's good. That's so good. Yes. Yes, you can move now. As much as you want, I can take it. Yes, I love feeling you thrust into me. I can rub your balls between my legs. They are so full for me, and I want it all tonight. Your cock with my pussy. Okay. Ah. and don't hold back. Come inside me. I want to feel the warmth of your seed fill me up. I want to be sticky and dripping with you. Thrust as hard as you want, as hard as you need to. Yeah. I need it too. Please come. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I want to feel it. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come too. Amazing. Come here, lay beside me. I think we might have gotten the bed dirty after all. Sorry, ghost touches. Wow. I can't believe how much I needed that. I feel so good now. Just completely relaxed. Lean into me. I want to feel you close. I've been traveling a long time, but tonight, this is home to me. Hey, you said that you were heading into the city, right? I happen to have business that way. Maybe we can travel together for a while. You'd like that? Me too. For now, just rest and hold me tight and rest. Mm.